your child's ability to engage with academic tasks. And this could lead to a lot of frustration. And of course, what? Decreased motivation. So I've had parents say, Johnny's just lazy. He's so lazy. He won't even do his homework. When I start working with Johnny,
This is Parent Them Successful with author and licensed educational psychologist, Jessica Shields. Your child no longer has to struggle. On this parenting podcast, we unravel the complexities of the education system, give insight into intervention services, and offer encouragement and tools alongside your parenting journey. It's time for your child to thrive. Welcome your host, LEP educator and mom of four, Jessica Shields.
Hello, parent warrior, and welcome to the Parent Them Successful podcast. I am just so excited to have you tuning in, because in today's episode, we are going to talk about something that is particularly relevant for many parents. Why is my child unmotivated in school? Now, I want to say first and foremost, it's not because they are lazy. We are going to stop saying the word lazy. It's because they are unmotivated. Kids of all ages sometimes struggle to get motivated in school. That's the reality. Maybe they fight during homework. Maybe their grades drop, or it just doesn't seem like they're excited about learning anymore. So if you notice that your child has issues with motivation, the first step is to figure out what is standing in their way. It's important to get to the root cause of the unmotivation. But don't worry, because we'll explore common reasons behind the lack of motivation. And I'm going to offer some actionable tips to reignite your child's academic drive. So make sure you tune in until the end to find out what you can do about it. And also for this week's parenting challenge and your loving reminder, you definitely don't want to miss it. So first, I want to talk about understanding the root causes of unmotivation. So basically, you know, the lack of motivation is often a symptom, not the problem itself, and that there really could be several reasons for this. So consider some of these potential underlying factors. Think about your child. Think about if any of these relates to them and why you're seeing unmotivation as a behavior. Remember, that is a symptom of an underlying problem. So one thing I always tell parents is it could be a learning difficulty. There might be something that's undiagnosed, you know, undiagnosed learning disabilities like dyslexia, ADHD, or even auditory processing disorder can definitely and significantly impact your child's ability to engage with academic tasks. And this could lead to a lot of frustration and, of course, what? Decreased motivation. So I've had parents say, Johnny's just lazy. He's so lazy. He won't even do his homework. When I start working with Johnny, I realize, he can't read. He's in the fourth grade and he's still learning alphabet sounds and blending. So is it really laziness? No. Is it the work is too hard? His skill level is not where it needs to be. So this child has been told they're lazy, and really it's a learning difficulty or learning disability. So that's one underlying factor it could be. Another one is it could be lack of interest or even relevance. So when students feel disconnected from the material being taught or perceive it as irrelevant to their lives, they're less likely to feel motivated to engage with it. So for example, if you think about, have you ever been in a meeting and you felt like, okay, I already know this, I'm not going to pay attention. They want you to engage, but you already know the information, and it's just a repeat of something you've heard over and over. And really, the information is for people who are new and you're not new. So you could be very disengaged yourself, unmotivated to even want to be there. You may even say to yourself, this could have been an email. So think about yourself in that situation. It's not that you're lazy. It's because The information just isn't relevant to you. And you question, why am I even here? Kids go through the same thing. And so it's really a teacher's job to help the material become relevant to them in their real lives. And when we see that happening, that's when you see the motivation improve, you see engagement improve. Sometimes it is how information is delivered and why you're not seeing that motivation out of your child, maybe for a particular subject. It could be low self-esteem or low confidence. So, you know, children who lack confidence in their academic abilities, they may simply avoid challenging tasks, or they might set low expectations for themselves. And that leads to a cycle of disengagement and underachievement. If they are already feeling like they can't do something, they don't even want to try because they feel like they're going to fail anyway. So that's more of an esteem or a confidence issue. It's not them being lazy. It's them feeling like they're not good enough or they can't do it because they won't be successful even before they've tried. So that could be another underlying root cause for the unmotivation. Now, some children are perfectionists. They might have OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and they may fear making mistakes, not meeting some high standard either they've set for themselves or they believe their parents had set for them. And this can really paralyze them, causing them to just avoid tasks altogether rather than risk failing, rather than risk disappointing someone. And when they're in that mindset of, I don't want to disappoint, I don't want to fail, they won't even try because it's very difficult for them to feel like they can't, they have to be perfect and then they can't live up to it. So that is a mindset issue that I want to talk about a little bit later, but it could be one of the root causes. So think about, is your child a perfectionist and how that can be a setback in their life. Also, it could be social or emotional challenges. So think about bullying, peer pressure, family issues, or even mental health concerns like anxiety, depression. It can really significantly impact their motivation. And it also impacts their ability to focus on schoolwork. So if they're having these battles, these emotional, social, emotional challenges and battles in their mind, do you think they're really thinking about learning a new math concept for the day? They may be fearing that the bully is going to attack them again at lunch or after school. They may feel peer pressure or thinking about some of those social nuances that are very difficult to navigate. So we have to really consider what else is going on in your child's life that might be causing them to be unmotivated and get to that root cause. Also, it could be lack of support. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, of course, you are not the one who is not supporting your child, but there are situations out there where there are parents who are not involved and that are disengaged in their child's life. So it could be a lack of support from parents. It could even be a lack of support from the teachers. Sometimes there's no connection between your child and their teacher, and so they're not even motivated to want to do well in the class. It could be lack of support from peers, because peers can also be seen as a support system. It could be someone that they can go to that can say, hey, do you want to study together? Or, hey, let's get this done as a group. Not having peers who are on that level can also undermine your child's confidence. Just not having that support at all can definitely undermine their confidence and their motivation to succeed academically. You definitely need people rooting you on, cheering you on, reminding you you can do it. And I believe that goes for all of us. We all need that. Now, another reason it could be your child could be unmotivated is burnout, especially after they get older, because we know that top-tier colleges look for that very competitive student, the one who is in all of the clubs, their president, they have these leadership qualities, they're in this, they play sports while they're taking all these AP classes, college credits. That is a lot. And sometimes this can do more harm than good with our children. So overloaded schedules, excessive homework, pressure to excel academically, all can lead to burnout, and it can cause your child to lose interest in learning and just feel overwhelmed in general. Because when have they ever had a break? They've been in school for a very long time and they're just done. Sometimes they just can't keep going like that. So I'm going to talk about what we can do to prevent burnout. And it's going to be about really on along the lines of having balance, right? So just understanding burnout is a real thing, especially as they get older. Be careful, watch for that, and make sure that your child does not fall into that trap. Also, mismatched learning environment. Now, hey, some students may struggle in a traditional classroom setting due to their learning style, their personality, or their individual needs that may not be adequately addressed. And some parents look at Montessori options. They look at charter homeschool because it gives you more of a unique learning experience outside of what you would see in a traditional public school classroom setting. So important to really think about that as well. What is the learning environment like? And is it really a good match for your child's colorful personality? Are they going to be embraced, or is it going to simply be a struggle and their needs just not be met? Another reason, it could be something external like negative school culture. Some schools, honestly, are just toxic, unsupportive culture. They could be demotivating in and of itself. They can erode your child's enthusiasm for learning. For example, if your child used to love school, love learning, you go to a new school, and all of a sudden they don't care anymore, then you already know it's probably something in the environment that is just sucking the life out of your child. So reevaluate that situation and look for your options. It also could be external distractions. It could be factors outside of school, such as excessive screen time. It could be family issues, if there's a lot of family turmoil going on. It could be a lot or too many extracurricular commitments, and everything's competing for your child's time and attention. And then they're not motivated to focus on their academics because they're trying to balance everything else they have going on. So honestly, it's super important for you as the parent to look at your child's situation, have some empathy for what they're what's going on, and why they may have been unmotivated or have become unmotivated. And then you want to open up that communication because you want to have a conversation. You want to explore what is the root cause in my child's situation. Why is my child unmotivated? And what I often think that gets missed when we're having conversations like this, when I'm talking with parents and teachers, and I'm talking about the child's problems, a lot of times I get pulled in when there is an issue. So I often don't have an opportunity to hear about the child's individual strengths and interests. And so I really do make a concerted effort to bring it up myself when I'm meeting with parents and teachers about students and their issues. And I have to often remind adults to leverage what the child does well, and let's use that so that we can help them grow in the area where we see they're struggling. So I do want to encourage you, first and foremost, observe and understand your child's unique strengths and passions. And this is outside of academics. Brainstorm with your child's teacher and their care team about how you can align school tasks with these interests so you can increase their motivation and their engagement. If I like something, I'm interested, I'm engaged, I want to learn more. So for example, I had a student who loved to do arts and crafts. And so when we were meeting about some of her learning gaps, I suggested, why don't we gather some books that are about arts and crafts, and she can practice those reading skills using books at her interest. And that worked very well. So just think about something simple. How do you use your child's strengths and interest to come up with a curated positive educational experience? And it can be done. And it just, you have to be creative, but it can absolutely be done. Now, if you're unsure what your child's strengths are, one easy way to find out is just start exposing them to everything, all different kinds of activities, mini field trips, little family field trips to the science center or to different festivals, whatever it may be, the YMCA, just doing different things to see what they gravitate more to, see what sticks and what doesn't, because some things they'll enjoy, some things they'll say, oh, I don't want to do that again. And then they will know. So if you are encouraging exploration of hobbies and extracurricular activities, they are also learning more about themselves. And that is a wonderful and beautiful thing that, again, can be leveraged in their education. Now, one thing that I'm really big on, and if you've listened long enough, you know that I love the growth mindset model. So basically, Dr. Carol Dweck, coined this phrase, growth mindset, opposed to having a fixed mindset. And basically, a growth mindset is just a belief system where individuals believe that their abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication, effort, and perseverance. And this contrasts again with that fixed mindset where individuals believe that this is just something you're born with and you can't change it, which is not true. Absolutely not true. So if your child struggles with motivation, you want to make sure you're fostering a growth mindset, and it can have several positive effects. So embracing challenges. Think about it. Children with a growth mindset tend to see challenges as opportunities for growth rather than threats to their abilities. They are more likely to approach difficult tasks with enthusiasm, perseverance, and knowing that their efforts can lead to improvement. So think about how motivated you would be if you know, okay, this didn't work out, but guess what? I'm going to learn from it and I'm going to try again. That's a different type of attitude. They also view failure as a learning opportunity. So instead of being discouraged by something not going their way, by setback or failure, children with a growth mindset see them as valuable learning experiences, and they understand that making mistakes is a natural part of learning. And they can use this opportunity to gain new skills and gain new insights. So it helps them grow. They also understand that promoting persistence and effort is all a part of having that growth mindset too. These children with the growth mindset are more likely to persist in the face of obstacles and hardships. They understand that success often requires sustained effort. Keep trying, and are willing to work hard to achieve their goals. Talk about having motivation. I say it's having a growth mindset. Now, another part to this is building resilience. It doesn't even matter if your child has a learning disability, because of course, if all the supports are there, they can have a growth mindset too. It's not about being perfect. It's about how you see the world, your belief system. And so this growth mindset can also build resilience. So by embracing challenges, viewing failure as a learning opportunity, and persisting in the face of setbacks, children with a growth mindset develop resilience. That's their ability to bounce back from any adversities. They are better equipped to cope with challenges and setbacks as they are more likely to persevere in the face of these challenges. And that is what we want them to have, that skill of resilience, because life is going to throw you some blows and it doesn't stop because you graduated from high school. And I think we know that very well as parents. Also, just in general, having a growth mindset just fosters a love for learning. And when children love to learn, there's your motivation. Children with that growth mindset tend to have this positive attitude towards learning. Even if learning is hard, they still have a positive attitude towards learning. I know I talk to these kids, they struggle with reading, but they still love to learn. And I just think it's incredible. They see learning as an exciting and rewarding process, and they're motivated to seek it out, new opportunities for growth and development. And it doesn't matter how fast you learn or how slow you learn, the fact that you are learning something new should be exciting. So just overall, just having your child or teaching them this growth mindset, fostering the growth mindset, can help them develop that resilience, that motivation, and most of all, that love for learning. And of course, this is going to serve them very well throughout their entire lives. And now what you want to do, going back to what I talked about earlier, is you want to make sure you're creating a supportive learning environment. So the home environment is so crucial in shaping your child's attitude towards learning. So you can do some simple things like making sure there's a routine that balances study time with relaxation and play. When I was growing up, my dad allowed me to play first and then do my homework just so I could have a little break between school before I had to do more school work. And it's okay to have little breaks so that you can get right back to work and whatever works for your family. Some kids just want to get it over with, but whatever works for your family, as long as there's a balance. Providing a quiet, organized space for homework is important, and study, of course, and then offering encouragement and positive reinforcement. And I also want to say, limit those distractions, turn off the TV, turn off the screen time when it's study time. And all of these things can definitely play a major role in supporting positive motivation in school. And if you're still struggling, you've tried these things and you feel like you need another layer of support, of course, seek professional support when needed. These challenges may require professional intervention, and that's okay. You can seek support from teachers, counselors, school psychologists if you suspect that underlying issues are affecting your child's motivation, if you suspect it is a learning disability, if you suspect there's some social emotional issues or there's a bullying problem, if you suspect anything else that is contributing to this, seek help. It's really important to foster that collaboration between you and your child's educators to develop effective strategies for supporting your child's academic success. Please don't give up. Even if you find that you need an outside agency outside of the schools, outside of yourself, get support. Get a psychiatrist, get a clinical psychologist, get that licensed therapist involved. Just do it. Do whatever it takes to ensure your child is on track for success. So by now, I really do hope that you're feeling more comfortable with how to reignite your child's motivation for school. And with that, I definitely want to challenge you. Just reflect back to what was just shared. Identify what you believe to be the root cause of your child's unmotivation and just make a plan from there. And as a loving reminder, let's stop saying that a child or a person is lazy. They are simply unmotivated. And once their motivation is ignited, that's when you will see a change. Well, I surely hope that this episode has blessed you. If it has, simply hit that follow or subscribe button. Don't miss any new episodes. And as you think of that friend, that coworker, whoever it is, that loved one, share this link, parentthemsuccessful.com. All of us know someone who could use this information. If you are serious about better supporting your child's growth and development, join my email list for more free content at strongermindsstrongeryouth.com/join the list. And of course, all these links will be in the show notes. Hey, I really do appreciate you, and I thank you so much for listening. So until next time, be blessed and love on your children.
Thank you for listening to the Parent Them Successful with licensed educational psychologist, Jessica Shields. We're so glad you've joined us and would love to connect with you outside of the show. To find more information about our services, the Empower House Academy, or to take our quiz, What's Your Parenting Style? Go to StrongerMindStrongerYouth.com. Feel free to email us directly at info@StrongerMindStrongerYouth.com. We'd love to hear from you. Other ways to stay connected are on Instagram and Facebook by searching Stronger Mind, Stronger Youth, and on Twitter at @official_SMSY. Until next time, be well and love your children, for they are a gift from the Lord.